and he, you know, gets out of the shower, and he's, like, soaking wet, and he just, like, gives me a big hug, and it was such a giddy, crazy, like, crying but excited time, and we ran over to my mom's house, and she lives just about 4 or 5 houses away from me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we didn't plan it out at all. We just, like, ran down the street, and she was having a luncheon, which was so painful. Like, we just wanted to celebrate and scream about it, and she had, like, people in the other room. And so I'm like, Mom, can I talk to you for a second in the kitchen? And she has kind of a small house, and she's like, sure. And she comes into the kitchen, and I hold up the test, and completely silent, she starts jumping up and down, and we're both mouthing to each other, oh, my God, oh, my God. We're like...
That's awesome.
Totally having a little party in the kitchen, but silent. And she's like, this is such torture. Like, I just want everyone out of my house. I just want to scream.
Sure, sure. Well, it's cool that you live so close. And I hear your dogs in the background. What kind of dogs do you have?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm actually dog sitting for my mom right now, too. So we have 6 dogs in my house.
Wow, that's a handful.
I know. And we have 4 dogs. So we have a Bernese Mountain Dog. Mm-hmm. We have a Yorkie. We have 2 Chihuahuas.
Okay.
And my mom has a Maltipoo and a Golden Doodle.
A Golden Doodle. Okay.
Yeah.
are you dressing them up for Halloween?
No, but I actually I am guilty of doing that before. One time I dressed my Chihuahua up as a hot dog.
There's no judgment. I bought my dog a shark costume this year.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know.
Think I've seen that online, actually. What kind of dog do you have?
You know, she looks like I took a German Shepherd and left her in the dryer too long. She looks like a miniature German Shepherd.
Oh, that is so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to be the victim. Obviously.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it should be fun. One more thing from the fans. They want to know if you foresee any kind of return to TV after your son is born.
Oh my gosh, that sounds crazy hearing you say that.
Yeah?
The other day I walked by my husband, I was like, I'm pregnant. He's like, yeah, I know. It's still so weird. But I don't think in the near future, I really want to make another record. So.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, I think that's first. And then you never know. You know, one thing that I love about TV is the schedule.
Sure.
And knowing that, you know, I'm going to be able to come home and sleep in my own bed at night.
Yes.
And I might find that with a child, that's a really good schedule for me. But we'll see. You never know. I think if I found another great character that was comparable to Lizzie McGuire, you know, and had such an impact on people, I think
sure.
I'd be really interested.
So happy to hear that everything's going so well for you. Congratulations again on the baby boy. And Devoted, it's already on stands so people can go pick it up. The last one was a New York Times bestseller. And of course, we expect no less from this one. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Nice to chat.